technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, chapter 1 and chapter 2, we see no questions, because God wasn't about asking questions. Adam didn't have to ask God any questions. He was made in his image and likeness. He knew decreeing. But here comes the devil. You know, some people act like the devil sometimes. Here you are, full of joy. Praising God. Thanking God for his blessings and his gifts. And then here they come. Look at somebody, tell them, don't let the devil steal your joy. See, people think joy is just a feeling. Listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, that's another reason why a whole lot of stuff ain't come to pass. Your joy level. You ever tried to drive a car on fumes? Huh? I've driven where, you know, the gauge is below the orange. And you know you ain't got far. You know, you just, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Be fueling. You said you'd be fueling my tank. You know, the car, don't, the engine don't even act right. Because instead of fuel, it's fumes going up through there. Well, what is it when you have no joy? When you let stuff get to you. When you let stuff crowd you. When you let stuff people say to you. When you let stuff people do to you. Amen. That's the majority of saints today. They're making it on fumes. That's why the church is infirm and weak. And diseased and crippled and kind of lame. That's why we don't see all the things we're supposed to be seeing as a church. Because people don't have joy. They listen to the wrong stuff. They watch the wrong stuff. None of that stuff is promoting joy. None of that stuff is imparting joy. None of that stuff is putting your mind on Christ. None of that stuff is giving you to know that God is in control. All that stuff trying to let you know God ain't in control. God don't mean what he say. I was riding somewhere the other day, and I turned on CNN headline news in Fox. You know, I was just kind of listening. You know, I got to say, I said, listen to this news. Why are they even reporting this stuff? What is this supposed to be, entertaining or what? Well, what do I care about that? You know, why would they even put that, except that it's negative reports? Amen. Except that it tries to breed fear. Amen. Except that it tries to paint a bleak picture of everything that's surrounding us. See, that's the voice of the world. Come on, tell somebody, you need some joy. You see, you got to get out of that place where people have to make you happy. Have to kind of pat you on the back and tell you it's going to be okay. And, you know, God love you. I love you too. That's okay. That's okay when it is necessary. But it ought not always be like that. Tell somebody, you need some joy. You know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And also that with joy, somebody say with joy. See, it's with joy that you draw water from the well we call salvation. It's almost like a frame of mind, a state of mind. Tell somebody, you got to choose joy. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you don't automatically feel joyful. You got burdens. You got things you got to figure out. You got challenges that, well, you know, you got people you got to meet you don't want to meet with, or things that, you know, you don't need to necessarily. You got to choose joy. Come on. I said, you got to choose joy. When you wake up, you say, well, yeah, praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. There's a whole lot of stuff I got to deal with. But, Lord, I don't want to deal with it without your joy. You know, when you don't have joy, you are easily offended. You get easily discouraged. You hear things wrong. It's channeled through the wrong filter. And God can be trying to get some things to you, and you ain't even hearing it. Instead of hearing him, you hear thunder. Amen. Sometimes somebody can be trying to encourage you, and you get offended with them. Trying to give you a compliment, and you think, what they talking about? Oh, some of us need a good dose of joy. We need to take you by the joy gas station and fill you up. Pump some joy into your spirit. See, the thing is, if you understand, if you stay with decrees, it doesn't matter how you get persecuted. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries or anything like that. You stand with decrees. Guess what? Joy is a fruit of the spirit. Joy is going to be perfected. See, joy is perfected in adversity. Hello? Everything in the world is trying to take it. I say everything in the world will try to take it. We are not governed by the things in our environment. We're governed by the spirit by which we are born again. The spirit dimension, truly who we are, truly who dictates what happens is from the inside. The Holy Ghost. Amen. You can be going through trials and tests, and the Holy Ghost give you a song at your lowest point. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Even though ain't nothing going right, the Holy Ghost is saying, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Huh? God is in control, and you got to choose that and begin to sing that and hum that and start to walk in that. And after a while, that joy starts to fill you up, and it starts to spill over into your situation. And with joy do we draw water from the well of salvation. Sometimes your answer comes through your joy. I refuse to get down and out and depressed and discouraged. Jesus has done too much for me. I'm a child of destiny. He's already gone into your future. Oh, I'm telling you, somebody here today, the Lord has got a song in your heart. Let it come up. Let it come out. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Amen. I said, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. The devil is not in control. You just have to make the choice. Instead of walking all slumped down and slouched over and burdened down, wait a minute. Stop yourself and say, wait a minute. God is in control of this. He is my Redeemer. He is my salvation. He holds my future. I'm going to choose joy right now. Tell somebody, I choose joy right now. Come on, tell them, I choose joy right now. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. No matter what's happening, what's going on, who's against me, or what's been said, or what the future looks like, I don't know what tomorrow brings. So what? I know who holds tomorrow. I know who's in control of tomorrow. Amen. And he's for me. He's not against me. Amen. I'm on his side. Do you know one reason many struggle with joy is because they struggle with faith? A good portion of your joy will come from believing. Don't shout me down. I felt another level of joy already since I've been up here talking to you. I said a portion, a good measure of your joy comes from believing. You can't just be stuck on facts, stuck on statistics, stuck on percentages, stuck on numbers, stuck on natural realities. Yes, I'm in here talking to spiritual giants. Tell somebody, you're a spiritual giant. Why are you acting like a midget? I told you already, you're in the God class. You are a child of God. Come on, can you wrap your mind around that? You are in God's class. There's a status and a stature that you have. And he says, don't continue to act like mere mortals. Mere men. Stop acting like mere men that are limited by their environment, that are limited by other people, that are limited by what they see. He says, stop acting. Quit acting like men. There's something beyond your situation. There's something beyond that enemy that's facing you. Don't you know there's a victory beyond where you are? There's a breakthrough beyond where you are. There's an increase beyond where you are. Amen. You have to understand something about how God trains us. He wants you to establish joy and faith even before your battle is over. See, the battle is the Lord's anyway. He determines how long you're going to be in the trial, not the devil. You need to get out of blaming God, and definitely get out of questioning God, because when you question, you're not decreeing. So when you're questioning and all that, you can't be fruitful. But see, the original pattern, the origin, is to decree. Now, it ain't always easy. Faith don't make things easy. It makes them possible. Come on, we got to get out of that spoiled mentality. Amen. We're taking land. We're taking territory. We're pushing back darkness. We're dealing with diabolical entities and evil spirits of wickedness and darkness have been around a long time. Ain't nothing easy about that, but you can maintain your joy. Your joy can become a weapon. Hello, just like your peace is a weapon, your joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I've determined when people disappoint me, let me down, turn their back on me, and you're in a position like this, it happens often. You know, through life, through ministry, through the years of ministry, you have all kinds of things that happen. And you know, early on, I can tell you, early on, it'd be hard to get over stuff. Amen. It'd be easy to get offended. Amen. You know, even though, see, because God had to make you. Yes. Come on, I said, God had to make you. God had to form and fashion and shape you to where stuff don't move you. And it's not because you don't care. You can still care dearly and deeply, but yet you got joy. Yet you know that God is in control. Yet you know I got to keep moving on. I got to keep moving on till I arrive at that destination. You can't let everything just thwart you and throw you and cause you to stop and give up. We got to keep moving. Whatever it is that you're facing, it ain't the end. As a matter of fact, you ain't going nowhere till God finished with you. Hello, I said, you're not leaving this planet till God says so. See, Elijah lost his joy and wanted to die. And God said, just because of that, I ain't gonna let you die at all. You ain't gonna die. I'm gonna have you hang around.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of our series entitled Dominion, the Release Agreement. When God leased out the earth to Adam, there were specified rental agreements. The terms were given to Adam as such. He must live by decrees, and through the decrees, he would be fruitful. If you are living a life that is unfruitful, my friend, you've not decreed and proclaimed enough of the Word of God. You've broken the terms of the lease. If you want to regain your property, you must become bold in your professions. It is our responsibility to posture ourselves properly and obtain the promises of God through decreeing what He says in His Word. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.